Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes active participation of women is necessary to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says employment fairs have become a medium for fulfilling the dreams of the youth of the country. Jail Visiting Committee inspects District Jail, Kifiri. And first edition of the Banana Festival 2025 concludes in Woka. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that active participation of women is necessary to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. She said a society led by women leaders would be more humane and effective. The president inaugurated the centenary celebrations of St. Teresa's College, Ernakulam, Kerala, today. While addressing the gathering, the president underlined that the active participation of women is necessary for the country to leverage its demographic dividend.
Active participation of women is necessary for the country to leverage its demographic dividend. A society led by women leaders is likely to be more human while being more efficient. I am confident that this generation of young women students will lead India into becoming Viksit Bharat by 2047.
She lauded the efforts of the institution in educating and empowering women for the past several decades. The president launched centenary logo of the college at the inaugural event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that employment fairs have become a medium for fulfilling the dreams of the youth of the country. The Prime Minister said this in a video message at the 17th National Rozgar Mela in New Delhi. During the event, appointment letters were distributed to more than 51,000 newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations under the Rozgar Mela initiative. Mr. Modi said, through this employment fairs alone, more than 11 lakh appointment letters have been given to young people since the initiative began in October 2022. The Prime Minister also launched the Viksit Bharat Yojana in the country, which aims to provide jobs to 3.5 crore youth.
पिछले 11 वर्षों से देश विकसित भारत के निर्माण का संकल्प लेकर आगे बढ़ रहा है। इसमें सबसे बड़ी भूमिका हमारे युवाओं की है, आप सबकी है। आज रोजगार मेले युवाओं के सपनों को पूरा करने का माध्यम बन गए हैं। अकेले इन रोजगार मेलों के जरिए बीते कुछ समय में ही 11 लाख से ज्यादा नियुक्ति पत्र दिए जा चुके हैं।
Prime Minister Modi also said that the government considers the strength of India's youth as the greatest power of the nation.
Hamari diplomatic talks, hamare global MOU, inme yuvaon ki training, upskilling aur employment generation ko bhi shamil kiya ja raha hai. Bharat aur Britain ne AI, fintech aur clean energy jaise sectors mein nivesh badhane par sahmati batayi hai. Europe ke kai deshon ke saath bhi investment partnership hui hai. Brazil, Singapore, Korea, Canada, aise kai deshon ke saath samjhote hue hain.
The Jail Visiting Committee inspected the District Jail Kifiri today. The team, comprising Nico Akami, Member Secretary, Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, DIG Prisons, Superintendent, Central Jail Dimapur, and Holika Sukhalu, Secretary, Kifiri District Legal Services Authority, KDLSA, reviewed all sections of the jail and interacted with inmates. The committee has recommended ward repairs, complete electrical wiring, and the installation of a European commode in the female ward. Following the inspection, the KDLSA held a legal awareness program chaired by Ayala Imti, Chief Legal Aid Defense Counsel, during which the Nagaland State Cooperative Bank, Kifiri branch, donated a computer for inmates' vocational training. Ms. Sukhalu highlighted reformation through education, while panel lawyer Lim Kushi Thongliu spoke on prisoners' rights. Mr. Akami urged the KDLSA to continue extending legal aid to all. The first edition of the Banana Festival 2025 concluded on a high note at Woka Public Ground today after 3 days of exhibitions, competitions and technical sessions celebrating the theme Banana for Food, Fiber and Future. Over 100 stalls showcased various banana species, value-added products and machinery such as fiber extraction units. The event also recognized the best stalls and innovations with cash rewards and certificates. Technical sessions highlighted disease control, value addition, and marketing strategies to strengthen banana cultivation and connect farmers with buyers. The Sharpest Machete competition drew enthusiastic participation from 17 contestants. Chombentang Tsopoy emerged as the winner, while Renpamo Tsanglao and Yantungo Tsopoy were first and second runners-up. The festival culminated with the signing of MOUs between the district administration and partner institutions to enhance marketing platforms and skill training for farmers, aiming to boost sustainable banana farming in the district. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on 22nd September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the next-gen GST reforms are boosting the economy of Karnataka.
Under the next-generation GST reforms, the government has provided a significant boost to Karnataka's economy. Tax reduction on key goods including coffee, dairy, garments, handicrafts, coir and essential industrial inputs are enhancing affordability, stimulating domestic demand and strengthening the competitiveness of MSMEs and exporters of the state. GST on coffee extracts, essences and instant coffee have been cut down to 5% from the previously taxed 18%. This reduction has lowered retail prices of these products by around 11-12%. Similarly, GST cuts from 5% to nil on ultra-high temperature milk and paneer and from 12-5% on ghee and butter have reduced retail prices by 5-7%. These significant tax reductions have not only improved consumer affordability but have also reinforced the dairy sector as a key driver of rural income and women empowerment in the state. The GST 2.0 also empowers artisans in handlooms and handicrafts and enables entrepreneurs driving industrial and technological growth in the state. With Rohan and Soumya, Vishnu PS, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Nagaland State Cooperative Bank Limited held its 56th Annual General Meeting, AGM, at the Head Office Conference Hall, Dimapur. Guest speaker Orenthang Lotha, Commissioner and Secretary, emphasized the vital role of stakeholders in strengthening the cooperative movement. He noted the establishment of 231 Primary Agricultural Cooperative Societies, PACS, across Nagaland and encouraged youth participation in the sector, which offers wide business potential. Lotha urged the formation of one PACS in every village in line with the government's vision and commended the cooperative bank innovative schemes like Salary Plus Deposit and Salary Plus Loan. He also highlighted the need for strong cybersecurity measures as banking becomes increasingly digital. As part of the AGM, the bank honored 10 awardees under 4 categories, including Best Performing Cooperative Societies, Self-Help Groups, Joint Liability Groups, and Branches. The Department of Food and Civil Supplies, Nagaland, has transitioned from its earlier NFSA applications to the Smart Public Distribution System, Smart PDS, adopting an integrated Aadhaar-enabled supply chain management module as per Government of India policy. In a press release, the director of FNCS stated that any disruption in the system affects the normal supply flow. All Fair Price Shops, FPS, have been informed that manual transactions are discontinued and only online or partial offline transactions through EPOS devices will be recognized. Untransacted quantities will be treated as closing balances, carried forward and reconciled in the following month. Reconciliation will begin with allocations for next month based on the September 2025 closing balance and will continue thereafter. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes active participation of women is necessary to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says employment fairs have become a medium for fulfilling the dreams of the youth of the country. Jail Visiting Committee inspects District Jail Kifire. And first edition of the Banana Festival 2025 concludes in Wokha. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.